It is 3:52.
I feel like I should be John Facenda here. The Ravens are in New Orleans getting set for the Super Bowl. Not only are the Ravens there, the fans are there.
Oh, yes, they are. So is WBAL Radio's Scott Wyckoff, and he joins us now live. Hiya, Scott.
I'm doing great, and boy, the Ravens fans, it's a purple wave down here. You know, Tulane University, which is here in New Orleans, that's the green wave. Well, the purple wave has come in from the Baltimore area. It's amazing how many Ravens fans have gotten down here so early compared to San Francisco fans. They're arriving, but not at the pace of the Ravens, and you never know what you're going to get when you walk out the door in New Orleans. Just moments ago, I got a Dixieland band right on the street corner, and they play a request down here. It was great. I asked them. I said, what the heck? It's a cliche. Give me a little when the Saints come marching in, and they did. It was fantastic. So you guys talked about, you know, what is the mood down here? For the folks in New Orleans, for the city, it's a mood of rebirth. This is the official, they're saying, rebirth of New Orleans after what happened here 7 years ago with Katrina. It was a terrible time. They believe that some people in the United States still think the city is underwater, but they have fought their way back and they have climbed back. And from all indications, I've been all over the city, and I was down here during Katrina, and I can tell you right now that this city is alive and well, and they're putting on a great show for the Super Bowl.
Scott, anybody who's been down to New Orleans for Mardi Gras know how much of a party that can be. So you combine the Mardi Gras with the Super Bowl, is it bigger than you've seen it before?
Yeah, it is. It's amazing because you're right. It is the Mardi Gras going on right now. And even though there aren't parades downtown, they're still having all those parades in the surrounding suburbs, and all the decorations are out, and the bars have their extended hours. I think they only close for an hour so they can hose down the sidewalks, and then they open up again early in the morning. But, yeah, they've taken it up another notch, and I think they're really proud of that. They're proud of Mardi Gras. They love to show off Mardi Gras. But they're also proud of the way that they host the Super Bowl. This is the 10th Super Bowl that is being hosted by the city of New Orleans. And as I mentioned before, the first since Katrina, and they want to show the world that they are back on their feet. And for all indications, they are standing strong.
I love that Ravens fans got down there before the 49ers fans. So at least momentum's going on our side in terms of the fan, you know, rallying.
That's right. And the fans, you walk down the streets. I was on Bourbon Street last night, and some fans were doing a Ravens cheer. But the funny thing was last night that Joe Flacco, the Ravens quarterback, was walking down Bourbon Street early in the evening. He didn't miss curfew. And he kind of went unnoticed. And there were even Ravens fans. But I think the fans are just so caught up in the excitement of the Super Bowl that they really didn't notice who Joe Flacco was. And he was just kind of walking around, not getting any special attention, just taking in all that is Bourbon Street and the French Quarter.
Well, Scott, I know you're late for your reservations at Brennan, so I'll let you go. Thanks so much for joining us today.
You've been on a hurricane for you guys.
All right, take care. WBAL Radio, Scott Wyckoff in New Orleans for the Super Bowl.